This is Dakota Datebook for July 13th. McKenzie County is the island empire in North Dakota, owing to the rivers that surround the county. Motorists usually have to cross a bridge to enter McKenzie County, and residents rejoiced for having a new one dedicated on this date in 1928. It was a special event. The Theodore Roosevelt Memorial Bridge spanned the Little Missouri River south of Watford City. The bridge replaced a family-run ferry, which charged a fee for crossing and was hampered by thin ice in fall and ice jams in the spring. Governor Arthur Sorley, U.S. Senator Gerald Nye, and a delegation of other senators were on hand for the dedication. Their itinerary included meals with locals and a tour of the area. Lunch at the new $100,000 bridge followed its dedication. The bridge's location was noted for being close to where Roosevelt and his ranch hands years earlier subdued a trio of desperados who stole his boat. Ranchers and cowboys from Roosevelt's Medora days planned to turn out for the dedication. One of them was John Goodall, who was a ranch foreman of the Marquis de Moore. Goodall knew Roosevelt from their roundup days. Alice Roosevelt Longworth was asked to dedicate the bridge named for her father, but she was unable to attend. Thousands of people did attend the ceremony. After the dedication, the governor and senators toured the Badlands in the area of the bridge, as well as the Killdeer Mountain area. They spent the night in Medora. Discussions were underway to establish a Theodore Roosevelt National Park in western North Dakota, which some of the visiting senators were in favor of. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.